Music with Meaning presents Crystal and Lamont. Well now, you may believe in life after death, but do you know what you're going to look like in the world to come? Let me tell you a true story on the subject. David Brandt's best buddy, Lamont Haas, was a major in the U.S. Air Force in World War II. He was on a bombing mission in Germany.
Navigator estimates that we should be approaching the target any minute now.
Yes, I see it, Lieutenant. This is your squadron leader, Major Haas. We're going in for the bridge. Okay, here we go, boys. Watch out. The telemetry tells us we can expect heavy artillery.
The ground fire's too heavy. We're not gonna make it, Major. Should we pull her up?
Hold it steady. Don't drop the bombs till you're sure you can't miss.
We're hit, Major Haas. We've been hit.
Nothing serious, Marty. Keep her steady. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Now.
Bombs away.
We hit it, Major. We got the bridge.
Okay, let's get out of here.
Blue Ridge, this is Haywire. Mission accomplished. No casualties. Coming home. Over.
Haywire, this is Blue Ridge. We're reading you loud and clear. Come on in. Congratulations. Over.
Roger. Over and out.
That was a close one. This is your 20th mission, isn't it, Major Haas?
Why, yes it is, Marty.
This was only my third. Major, could I ask you a question?
Sure, go ahead.
Don't you think the chances of coming back get less and less the more missions you fly?
Well, I guess the thought has crossed my mind.
Aren't you afraid of dying, Major?
No, I think I can honestly say I'm not. Not anymore.
What do you mean, not anymore?
Well, Marty, ever since I was a kid, I believed in the afterlife. My best friend David and his mother taught me so much about the Lord. A couple of years before the war broke out, some people from a Christian college came along and got me all inspired. I remember. I ran home all excited.
Anybody home?
Here, son, in the study.
Oh. Hi, Dad. I've got the most exciting news.
Well, you sure seem worked up. Can't you at least take off your jacket and put your books down and sit down?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Turn off the radio and tell me all about it.
Dad, some people from the Christian college came to talk to the seniors at our high school today.
Yeah?
I just felt the Lord calling me to serve him. I felt it so strong, Dad. I've decided to apply there and go there if they'll have me and become a missionary. What do you think, Dad? Dad, what do you think?
Well, Lamont, first of all, that's a very noble ambition. And you know your mother and I love the Lord, too. And we, of course, want to see you serve him in some way, but there are a great many different ways. A missionary?
Yes, a missionary.
Do you know what a hard life that is?
I don't care, Dad.
You'll have to give up the fine, comfortable life you've always had. What kind of a future will you be able to promise to your children?
But, Dad...
A doctor. Now, there's a profession.
Oh, Dad, I don't want to be a doctor.
Now, hear me out, Lamont. I'm still your father. I want to make a confession to you, son. I've always lamented that I didn't become a doctor like my father.
Dad, you've told me this.
But I was headstrong like you. Lamont, your grandfather was a doctor, and I should have been a doctor. And that's why I want you to be a doctor, to carry on with the family tradition.
But Dad, I don't want to be a doctor. I want to be a missionary.
I'll tell you what. We'll send you away for a year of medical school, and then if you still want to go to that Christian school, why, okay.
Major, the fog is really building up.
visibility's nearly zero.
I see, Lieutenant. It'll protect us from being seen by enemy fighters, at least. We should have a nice, quiet trip home.
Major, did you go to that Christian school?
No, that's what I should have done, Marty, but sad to say I didn't. I did what my dad suggested.
Well, being a doctor, that's a good thing to be, too.
Let me shock you, Marty. That school did more to destroy my faith than anything ever has.
Really?
Really. Medical school is one of the rottenest types of schools there is.
Why is that, Major?
Nothing is sacred. We experimented with everything. Drugs, hypnotism. Why, we even cut up dead bodies.
Oh.
Well, I really drifted away from the Lord. I came back pretty hard, to tell you the truth. Then the war broke out, and I immediately volunteered for the Air Force. And so here I am, a major and head of my own squadron. But I thank the Lord, just before this last mission, I went back to Dave's mother's church in Miami.
Mons, you look troubled. What is it?
You know what it is, Dave. You know what's happened to my heart. Where'd I go wrong?
Well, Lamont, I believe you missed the Lord's will when you went to medical school.
Medical school?
Well, be honest, did your faith grow in medical school?
No, it dwindled to practically nothing.
Do you know why the Lord didn't bless it?
Because I was out of his will, but... But how can I get back now? I'm in the Air Force, Dave. I'm a squadron leader. I'm fighting a war.
I'm sure if you make things right with the Lord, that he'll show you a way.
Oh, Lord Jesus, forgive me for failing you. I know you called me into your service, and I said no. But if it isn't too late, I want to serve you. I want to make things right with you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Lamont, that's what you can do. Just be a witness wherever you are, whether you're in the Air Force or out.
I will, Dave. I will.
So, come what may, Marty, my heart is right with the Lord, and I'm ready to go whenever he calls me.
That gives me a lot of peace, Major.
Do you know the Lord, Marty?
Yes. Ever since I was 15.
Oh, that's really good. This fog is so thick, I can't even see the rest of the squadron.
I can see something out here to the right, Major.
What is it, Lieutenant?
I can't quite tell. It's coming closer. Oh, no! Major, watch out! Oh, no! Major!
And to top it all off, in the middle of the meeting, I pulled out my makeup, and with the mirror in my left hand like this, and the powder puff in my right, with everyone watching me, mind you, I knocked myself right on the nose with the mirror. I guess God made me so funny, just to show what he could do with someone as ridiculous as I am.
More tea, Virginia?
No, thank you, Edna. I really must be going.
Hello? Yes? Yes, this is Mrs. Haas.
I beg your pardon.
Are you sure? When?
What is it?
Yes, I see. How did it happen?
Edna, what's going on?
Yes, thank you. I'd appreciate it. Yes, goodbye.
Edna, what is it?
Sit down, Edna, and tell us.
Virginia, Lamont is missing in action. They were flying over France returning from a bombing mission. One of his own planes accidentally rammed into the cabin of his plane with its wingtip. He was sucked out. It's possible that he might have parachuted to safety.
Well, I'm sure he did. I'm just sure he did.
Well, whatever happens, Edna, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, so there's no need to worry.
Yes, yes, of course. You're right, Virginia. Anyway, they said they'd phone back as soon as they knew something definite. Until then, please stay here with us, Virginia.
must wake Edna up. I must tell her. Edna! 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 Are you there?
Yes? Virginia? Come in. What? Did the phone ring? What is it?
No, Edna, now listen. I think the Lord has given me a dream to prepare you for some news that's coming.
News about Lamont?
Yes. I believe that they're going to notify you that Lamont is dead.
Oh, no, that's impossible.
What?
Virginia had a dream. She thinks Lamont is dead.
No. It could never happen. It's impossible. It couldn't happen to him.
Well, let me tell you the dream. I saw this long, stately avenue of trees, beautiful trees of unearthly height. It was such a beautiful scene. And then I saw a beautiful girl with long blonde hair coming down this avenue toward me. Lamont was running up the roadway to greet her, and they embraced. He called her by her name. I think it was Crystal.
Crystal?
Crystal.
Lamont.
Why, it's you. You've grown up. You're so beautiful. Why, you look so happy. Why aren't you grieving like the rest of them?
We see things differently up here.
I'll believe you if you'll answer me two questions. About how old was the girl? And was there anything peculiar about her physical build?
I would say that she was in her late 20s. And yes, I did notice something that was rather odd about her, now that I think about it. It seemed like she had a very short neck. Her head just seemed to sit right on top of her shoulders.
Yes, that had to be Crystal.
Who was Crystal?
I never told you about her, Virginia. But she was our first child who died when she was about 10 years of age, about 18 years ago.
That's amazing.
That was one of the funny things about one side of the family. They had very short necks. The head sits right between the shoulders. And that was the way Crystal was built.
Lamont was so happy, Edna. Crystal had been sent to greet him and to be his guide. And arm in arm, they walked up this beautiful roadway into that wonderful place.
We see things differently up here. Above the clouds, things become clear.
Five of Lamont's crew were also blown out through the hole, but they parachuted to safety. But Lamont was dead, just as David's mother had dreamed, and his body was soon found in France. Wasn't it amazing that David's mother saw Lamont in heaven with Crystal, and that Crystal looked the same age that she would have been if she hadn't have died? You also won't look so different in the next world that people won't be able to recognize you. You'll look like you did before, only better and more beautiful in the prime of life, and never tired or weary or sick anymore.